Yes, he is. Somebody say, yes, he is. He's still the Lord. Isn't it good to be in the house of God tonight? Well, I see that you survived Christmas. I hope all of you had a wonderful holiday. Still a lot of folks traveling on the highways, visiting with friends and family. And we're glad you're here tonight. We have come to worship the Lord. Not a baby in a cradle, not a baby in a manger, but a risen Lord Jesus that lives in the throne of our heart. Aren't you glad about it tonight? Are you glad you're serving a risen Savior? Amen. Turn around, shake somebody's hand and tell them this. We're living for a risen Savior. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Boys, play that some more if you will. Say praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord Jesus a nice hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes while we look at our prayer requests tonight. Certainly want to, Brother Donnie, I'm sure, maybe have some more news about Sister Betty Jo Waller. We just want to pray for her, still in the hospital in very serious, grave condition, and pray for her that the will of the Lord would just be done in that situation, and that the Lord would just comfort the family and be with them during this sad time in their life. We know He's able to help them. We can say everything that we can think of, but we know that He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I believe that tonight, don't you? So we want to pray for that situation, that the Lord would just be mindful of all those that are involved with Brother Earl and all the family, Sister Joy, Sister Sherry, and I think Debbie, the girls, and all the kids. Let's just pray that the Lord would certainly be mindful of them. Also, want you to pray for Glenda tonight. My wife, she's not feeling well, been sick all day. If you just remember her in prayer tonight, we would appreciate that. Bernita Clark has suffered a mini stroke. She's in the hospital, needs our prayers. Sister Linda Kennedy sends that in, so let's remember that. Brother Baker wants to thank all of you that came by their home and sang Christmas carols for he and his wife, and the food and the cards and different things that you thought enough of them to bring by. They appreciate that, and they want just to let you know that. I want to pray for Wanda Rittenhour from Missouri. Has a lot of pain in her leg from her knee all the way up into her hip. Let's just pray that the Lord will be mindful of that situation. Also want to pray for Jimmy Jones, has pancreatic cancer. Most of all, pray for his salvation. So let's remember that need tonight. Want to pray for Brother Mike Walls and his family since the passing of his grandmother. Also for safe travel. So let's remember those folks as they go through this time of their life. Brother Ben Davis having surgery on Monday, asking that we would remember him in prayer. We certainly want to remember that. Sister Judy Dyer offers this testimony. I want to praise the Lord for delivering me from a chronic headache that I have had for 30 years. I started a new medicine, and from the first pill, I have not had a headache. That is a miracle, and she wants to praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Judy, God bless you. We praise the Lord for that tonight. All the unspoken prayer requests, if you have a need tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about, we're serving a risen Savior. Aren't you glad about it tonight? And He has so much of a desire to heal you, to give you what you have need of. More than you desire it, He wants to give it to you. Do you believe that with all your heart tonight? Could we stand as we get ready to go before the Lord in prayer? Brother Bert, would you come tonight? Take us to the Lord. Let's just invite His presence into this service and commit all these things unto the Lord. God bless you, Brother Bert.
God bless you. Let's pray. Father, Lord, just so many things right now upon our hearts, Lord, the age we're in and the time of the age, Lord, and everything around us. But the Word has just been so beyond our ability to find expression, how to speak words, to tell you, Lord, in just human language, how much we love you and how much we're so grateful to be have your heart and your mind focused upon us at this time, Lord, and preparing us, Father, to be everything you called us to. And Lord, in all these needs, and Lord, I just want to thank you and the local body. I know we're working on a little card, Lord. It's just beyond expression also how you in the body, Lord, is reaching out, Father, one to another and to those without, Lord. And all these circumstances and situations, Lord, there are opportunities. We know you're still Lord, as was spoken, Father. You're a risen Savior. Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And these are opportunities for you, Lord. And we just so appreciate being able to come to you and know that we have your presence right now. You're focused on what we're expressing back to you in bearing one another's burdens. And you are moving even as we speak, Lord. We thank you for that. And we pray you have preeminence in the service, Lord. You'd visit and walk up and down every aisle, as it were, in the Spirit, Lord, and touch every need and every heart, Father. And Lord, we just pray that you would be exalted, Lord, and give us strength for the remainder of the journey. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're a visitor here tonight, we certainly want to welcome you to the service. Glad to have you here. All those that are streaming, we pray this service would be a blessing to those folks as well tonight. Want to welcome some folks visiting with us tonight from Tucson, Arizona. Brother George Hamblin's nephews, Greg Yarborough and Morgan Shriver from Tucson, Arizona. Where would you folks be? Raise your hands. Right over here. Give these guys a nice hand tonight. God bless you. Glad to have you in the service. Any other visitor that are with us tonight, we certainly want to say you're very welcome and we're glad to have you. Let's sing a song tonight. Who's on the Lord's side among you? I am. Are you? Are you glad you are? Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say glory. Let's give him one more hand clap of praise tonight. Play a little bit of it, brothers. You like this, don't you? Play it, Benny. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let's sing with all of our heart now.
Tell me who is on the list. has granted all the praise and glory. For He gave His Son on Calvary to die. Oh, and that same Son gave His life on old Golgotha. Now tell me who is on the Lord's side tonight? Who is on the Lord's side among you? Who will help us join in the fight? Who is on the Lord's side among you?
Oh, tell me,
who is on the side?
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's see if we can sing one more song just before we change the order of the service. Haven't sung in a long, long time, but I believe we're up to it. When King Jesus comes to earth again. Let's try that. When King Jesus comes again. See if you can find that on the screen real quick for us. When King Jesus comes to live with us again, He will show His righteous love to every man. Wars and strife will all be past. There'll be peace on earth at last. When King Jesus comes to live with us again, again, He will show His righteous love to every man. Wars and strife will all be past. There'll be peace on earth at last. When King Jesus comes to live with us again. Before the great revealing stand, and they'll beat their swords,
oh, yes,
and
weapons
in the plowshare. Oh, and the Prince of Peace will give the last command.
Oh, when King Jesus comes to live with us again.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes. Let's sing a little chorus tonight. Can't you see why I'm happy? I've accepted the word of the Lord for my day. Aren't you glad that you're happy about it tonight? Not a sad thing at all, but it's a glorious thing to be identified with what we're in tonight. I tell you that. Let's see if we can do that. Oh, can't you see? I'm so happy. Oh, I've accepted the word of the Lord, the revealed word that was spoken by the prophet. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Brother Donnie's going to come at this time. We've got a guest speaker tonight. He's going to let you know who that is. We appreciate our pastor tonight, don't we? Praise the Lord. Amen, Brother Donnie.
Let's stand together if you would. Brother Andrew is going to come speak for us tonight. We're so honored that each of you would be here in the house of God. So thank the Lord for the light of the evening time that has touched our hearts. Not only touched us, but changed us. Changed us and made us better people. Better people. By God's grace, my desire is to try to make an impact, an influence, a positive change on this world whenever I leave, when my life is over. Whether or not it's by thousands or by hundreds, if I can affect 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, my life will have been lived for a divine purpose. My life will not have been in vain. If each of us feel that way tonight, what a difference we can make in serving the purpose of God. Now, in that, it doesn't mean there will always be blessings now. It might be suffering and difficulty and tests and trials, but even those things, God will use it to be able to benefit other people. You love Him with all your heart. Amen. We want to open our hearts tonight to the Lord. Now just see what the Lord's given Brother Andrew for us. And we certainly appreciate our brother coming and being with us tonight. How many is ready to have church?
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing it together again. Can't you see why I'm happy? I've accepted the word of the Lord. I'm not hanging my head in shame because I believe the message of Malachi 4. I'm grateful to God that God has opened my eyes and helped me to see it. Not only see it initially, but here these 30 years later, I still believe it. I believe it now more than I did when I first saw it. Amen. Let's open our hearts now and sing it together as our brother comes. Can't you see why the bride around the world is so happy? Because she's accepted the word of the Lord.
Amen.
It's the message of grace. Amen. Amen. And let's just bow our hearts together tonight. I wonder if you have a need up on your heart. Just raise your hand before the Lord. God bless you. He sees every hand. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. Lord, we are so grateful to be called your children tonight, Father. Lord, it's such a dark hour, Lord. And Lord, as I heard your prophet speak in there last night, Lord, and he made the statement, Lord, that I want to speak on a message of the countdown. And he said, I believe that the church is about ready to take off, Lord. Lord, that just so struck my heart, Father, because, Lord, we have that power, Lord, that message that's going to lift us up off of this earth, Lord. Lord, it's not a denominational idea, Father, but it's the word of the Lord, God. And Lord, we are so happy tonight, Lord. It just, Father, you just can't control it within our souls, Lord, to know this end time message. And we thank you for it, Lord. And Father, there's many sick among us tonight, Lord. And Lord, people in dire need of a touch from you, God. But Lord, we are so grateful to know that we're not coming to a dead God tonight, but we are coming to a God that is alive and well, and is still more than able to raise up the dead, Lord, that is still more than able to set the captive free, Father. Lord, I pray for those people here tonight, dear God, that raise their hand, Lord. Behind that hand there is a need, dear God, but Lord, we're just trusting you to pass by our way tonight, Lord. Father, we just pray you would come among us tonight, Lord. We know you're here, Father, because, Lord, your children have brought you with them, Lord, and we thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, Lord, and bringing us this far in the journey, Lord, and the confidence we have knowing that you'll take us the rest of the way, Lord. So, Father, we pray you come tonight, Lord. May we just get ourselves out of the way, dear God, that you could come and speak to us tonight by your word, I pray. Bless Brother Donnie, dear Lord, and the assembly here, I pray, Father. Lord, may your hand be upon him, dear God. We just love and thank you for these things in Jesus Christ's name. And the bride said, amen. Amen. God richly bless you. If you have your Bibles tonight, we will invite you to the book of St. Luke, chapter 22, verse 39. God bless you, brother. Amen. We certainly love the Lord tonight, don't you? And we certainly say we appreciate Brother Donnie for inviting us this way to be in service with you tonight. And certainly appreciate Brother Donnie to stand on the word and the balance that the Lord has just really blessed our brother, the balance and the message. And it's just really been a blessing in my heart. So I definitely appreciate that. And certainly love the Lord tonight. Amen. Amen. St. Luke chapter 22, verse 39. I'm not a good public speaker, so we just got to start preaching. Amen. Amen. St. Luke chapter 22, verse 39. The Bible says this. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. I just love that verse right there. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. I want to speak tonight out of verse 42, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me, but nevertheless not my will, but thine be done. May God add the blessed reading of his word as you're seated tonight, and I want to speak to you on this thought of fully surrendered. Fully surrendered. And Brother Branham would tell us in the message, and from that time, he says, God only wants one man. He said that he can fully get in his complete control. He said, one man that'll fully surrender to him. He said, that's all God wants, is to find one man that can fully surrender to him. You know, I believe tonight that we are, as the bride of Jesus Christ, must be a surrendered people. Not so much to the enemy that we're surrendering into the power of the enemy, but we are surrendering to God. And I hear Brother Branham say this tonight, and I just want to lay a foundation, if that's okay. And I want to ask you this tonight. Maybe the question has been in many people's mind of, what is my purpose of being here? What is my purpose of being here? But I was studying two messages, and I heard Brother Branham make these two statements. And he says, in leadership, he said, there's only one form of eternal life. He said, and that comes from God. He said, and he foreordained every creature that would ever have it, just as you were in the gene of your father, you was a gene in God. So he says, just as you were a gene in your father, you are a gene in God. one of His attributes to begin with, He said, or you'll never be there. So the very evidence of why you're here tonight is because you had representation somewhere else. Amen. You had representation in another civilization. You see, we're not here tonight just people sitting on pews, but we've got representation somewhere beyond Laodicea, somewhere beyond the kingdoms of this world. You've got representation in Him. He says, now, He said, you'll never be there. You come forth in the bedding ground of your mother. Your father didn't know you. You were in his loins. And when you come forth in the bedding ground of the mother, then you became a human being and are made in the image of your father. Now you can fellowship with Him. He said, and the same thing by God. So the same thing is happening by God, He says. He says, now you can fellowship with Him. He said, if you've got eternal life. He said, the life that you come in, the natural life, the physical life, that was by your father. And the only way you can come born again is the only way. It has to be from your heavenly father, his attributes, he said. All the father hath given me will come to me, see? He said, I'll not lose a one of them. You know, I take a confidence tonight. I take assurance tonight in knowing that God will not lose a one of us. He'll not lose a one of his sons. He'll not lose a one of his daughters. If he has placed you here tonight, you are here on divine commission from the presence of Almighty God. You are here by hand divine, selected by God to whip every devil out of hell, to stand against every power that Satan has loosed in this hour. You see, we are more than just people on the earth tonight. We are from heaven. We come from God, and we must go back to Him. He says it like this. He says, see, he says, you are here. I just love that. You are here. How many's here tonight? You are here, he says, because your name was placed on the Lamb's Book of Life before there was even a foundation of the world. He said, that's exactly right. Your gene, he said, your spiritual gene of your heavenly Father. Oh, I love that. He said, is a part of God's Word. He said that to be so. He says, I said it like this with Jesus when he was here, because he was the Word. Now listen to this. He was the Word. He said, he said, you suffered with him, you died with him, you were buried with him, and you rose with him. And now, oh glory to God, and now you are sitting in heavenly places with him. Oh, tonight the position of the believer is not under the devil's feet. The position of the believer tonight is in heavenly places. Amen. You know, we preach a lot about finding our position, and I believe that. But I think we also need to tell the devil he's got a position. The devil's got a position. It's not in the heart of a believer. Glory to God. It's not in the heart of a church. It's under the feet of the bride of Jesus Christ. I love this. He says, and then, and God who is rich in mercy. He said, and then after a while, you heard the gospel, he said. Maybe you went to church, you picked out this and that, and went from denomination to denomination. But one day. Oh, glory to God. But one day, he said, you being a part of God, he said you had to be a part of the Word. And he said, and when you heard the Word, you knew where you come from. You know what was the truth. He said, you were always. Hallelujah. You were always, he said, the seed was in you always. You see, I'm not going to back up on preaching the revelation of this message, because this is the only hope that we've got in Laodicea, is the power of representation that come from another kingdom, that come from another dimension. In the midst of such darkness, in the midst of such confusion, a theologian couldn't break through it, but God sent a prophet, anointed with the pillar of fire, to break through denominationalism, to break through every spirit, and bring a liberty to the sons and daughters of God. That's why we're here tonight. Glory to God. He said, you were always. He said, the seed was in you always. I love this. The Word seen the Word. The Word seen the Word. It recognized itself. Christ
Christ recognized himself in a group of people that was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, but there was a promised seed somewhere that was coming to destroy the kingdom of Satan. If Satan was after that seed back there, he's after it tonight.
Oh, glory.
Now he says that was before the foundation of the world. You saw the Word and you come to it. You saw the Word and you come to it. But what must you do when you come to that Word? You must surrender. When you come to the place that God foreordained for you to come to, you must surrender to what He's brought you to. Now, Brother Brim says, it's okay if we quote just a minute. I believe in quoting the prophet. He said, now I was going to choke it, but I'm going to say it. He said, man is omnipotent. Woo! He said, you don't believe that, but he is. Thank God for a prophet that would not choke the vindication of God speaking out of him. A man, listen to this, a man fully surrendered to God is omnipotent. A man fully surrendered to God is omnipotent. I didn't say that. The prophet said that. A man fully surrendered to God. What is he surrendered to? The flesh? The flesh has got nothing to do with this. He is surrendered to the seed that is on the end. Oh, come on, church. He is surrendered to that seed that God placed there, that the Word saw the Word and came back to who it was. I don't know about you, but thanks be to God for the day that the Word saw the Word and I come back to who I was. I was in sin, but that was not my eternal destination. I was bound in sin, but that was not where God was going to leave me. He was going to send a message to strike something and call you out of it. He said, did not he say in Mark 11:22, whatsoever things you say and don't doubt in your heart, it'll come to pass. Did he not say that? He said, what happens when two omnipotents meet? Woo! You want to see? Hang around a little bit longer. What happens when two omnipotents meet? When God and man comes together through omnipotence, something's got to shake. So the prophet was saying that when a man so surrenders to God, when a man pours out everything that he is to God, he is surrendering to the Word on the inside of him. Oh, glory. He is surrendering to the Word that is on the inside of him. And when that man meets God, something's got to shake. Oh, I heard Brother Branham say last night, on the way back, the message, the way back, he said, oh, they was giving Jesus a hard time. He said they were going around saying, he's a man trying to be a God. I thought, no, Brother Jim, they've got that wrong. He is a God trying to become a man to reach down and pick up men and bring them back to the position, because the scripture said, ye are as gods. And the only thing the Word brings forth is children of God. The Word don't bring forth natural. The Word brings forth supernatural. He said, whatever you say with that creative power, listen what God has placed in you with that creative power of omnipotence of God, knowing that He's promised it and He said it in His Word, it creates a power that goes out yonder and brings things to pass. So when you speak the Word, when a son of God takes the word of God in his heart and places it upon his lips, why, that is the same as deity speaking. Oh, glory. That is the same as deity speaking. He said it brings things to pass, things that is not. It makes them as though they are. Because two omnipotents have met. My brother Branham talks like this. He says, because two omnipotents have met. But first, a man must be fully surrendered. And I'll say this tonight. We are either surrendered to the devil or we are surrendered to God. There's no in between. There's no purgatory in this thing. You're either fully sold out to God or you're fully sold out to the devil. There's no gray lines. There's no more compromising. This is seed time. This is time for the sons and daughters of God to manifest what's on the inside of them. Let me say this tonight. Either Satan has possessed your temple or God has possessed your temple. Either the devil has possessed your temple or the power of the resurrected Christ has so possessed your temple. You see, people can so surrender to the devil until he actually speaks through them. Or people can so surrender to God until he speaks through them. Let me ask you tonight, who's speaking out of you? When we say things like, I'll never make it, that's not God. Well, preach somebody. When we say things like, I'm a failure, and because of my background, and because of my childhood, and because of things I've been through, I'll never obtain this promise. That, my friend, is the devil speaking out of your lips. But he's got no right to your lips tonight. He's got no right to speak out of you. There is a holy God that is desiring to possess your temple to where you'll start saying the same thing he says. You say, I can't make it. But God rises up inside of you and says, you've already made it. I can't take a rapture. But the power of God raises up and says, a rapture was made for you to make. People can so surrender to God until he speaks to them. Look at the maniac of Gadara. The Lord comes to him. The Lord Jesus comes to him and says, what's your name? And those demons had so possessed that man's temple that they spoke out of him and said, we are legion, for we are many. Look at the man that came to Brother Branham. Says, I'll break every bone in your body. Do you really think that man would have said that if the Holy Ghost was in there? Because the Word can't fight the Word. That's why I got a problem with people saying they believe God's in a prophet, but yet they're always fighting what the prophet said. Either we believe what he said or we don't. Well, Brother Andrew, I think we're kind of in the day and time. We just need to kind of back up off of saying what Brother Branham said and kind of back up off, just preach something simple. What are we thinking, friends? We're fixing to step into another dimension. We're this close. Why do you think we're going to go back and start preaching dead denominational ideas? It's got no power. It's got no life in them. Listen to me tonight. The only thing that's got life is this message. The only thing that's got power is this message. People scared to death to say something Brother Branham said. Oh, glory to God. They're scared to death to get up and say, Brother Branham said. Well, they might think I'm a denomination. They might think I'm a quoter. Let them think I'm a quoter. I don't care. I don't care. Listen to me. I've seen funerals be dead. It's 4 o'clock and watch a man of God get up and read a quote and say, this is a quote that this man believed, and watch the power of God break across an audience simply by the words of a prophet. What could happen inside of Living Tabernacles if we would so eat on those words and so possess those words into our souls? What could happen among us tonight? People get up and quote politicians, but they won't say Brother Ram said. I've heard preachers get up and quote A.A. Allen, who was the alcohol and drinking preacher. But let them say William Branham and they're scared to death. I'm not scared to say the name William Branham. I was called of God to preach a message, and it's a message of life. And I'm going to say what a prophet's already said and watch the power of resurrection come behind those words and rip off the chains of captivity, rip off the chains of homes, watch families come back together, watch dead be raised, watch all these things happen simply because we are manifesting what God has called us to. Don't be scared of it. We're called to it. We're called to this message. We've been equipped to carry this end time word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're here for a purpose.
I gotta tell that old lion devil, get off my property. Because I'm gonna start speaking the word. I'm not going backwards. I'm going forward. Brother Ram didn't walk out there that day, preach that message, why Christ speak, go back and preach it for Moses' day, and say Moses stood there and cried the whole time. He never spoke. He just stood there and cried. It's not what Brother Ram said. Brother Ram said he spoke. What was the... We need to get a revelation of that title. Why cry speak? Why cry about these infirmities? Speak to them. Why cry about our fears? Speak to them. Why cry about our sicknesses? Start speaking them. You've got a right to speak the word. I say thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that we can speak something of life. That man said, I'll break every bone in your body. But look at a man so possessed of the power of the Holy Ghost. He looks at him and he says, you'll fall across my feet. So you got two vessels. One is possessed of God and one is possessed of the devil. And you got a meeting somewhere and one says, you'll fall across my feet. And the other says, I'll break every bone in your body. But who's got authority? A downcast, defeated devil or a son of God? Who's got authority? The devil or a son or daughter of God? The devil is a liar. Can you say amen? He is the father of all lies. He couldn't tell the truth if his life depended on it. So I ain't going to believe one thing he's got to say. I'm going to believe the promise of a resurrected Christ. And that man fell across the prophet's feet. And the police officer comes and says, the man says, can you just move him off my feet? The police officer says, is the man delivered? He said, no. He worships that spirit. He worships that spirit. Think of that. He worships that spirit. But how does he worship? Does he contact that spirit and pull it out and bow to it and reverence it? By speaking. Oh. By speaking things that that devil wants him to say, he is actually giving worship to that devil. He is actually surrendering to the devil by what he's saying. God help us tonight, friends. When that devil, depression, and that demon of all kinds of things speaks out of us, we are actually worshiping that spirit. But I'm not called to worship a defeated devil. I am called tonight to worship a resurrected Christ. Brother Ram says, I was born in this world not by the will of man, or not by man, but by the will of God. By divine foreordination of God. Not by my holiness. I have none. But then he's saying, I have no holiness. I have no merits. But I ain't got a seed. I'm about to shout. I have got representation somewhere, and it come from another kingdom. It's conduct from a different world. Brother Random says you have to be born by the will of God
to be saved. He says, in the church age book, he says, denominations are coming together by the will of man. So there's actually a will driving that spirit, but it's not the will of God. It's the will of a system. It's the will of a man that is uniting denominations together. Well, what's uniting this bride together? The will of some man or the will of God? You see, Brother Branham says that every person is born on the earth with a will. Think of that. But our will is not always His will. I love this. But we serve a God that is a personal God. And He cares. He's interested in you. He's interested in the small things. He's interested in the great things. He's interested in the things that might seem insignificant to others. It matters. It matters to God. Because He is a personal God. So things that you might be ashamed of, oh glory, things you might be ashamed of to say to somebody, or to say pray for me, or to say help me, you might be ashamed of that, but God is a personal God. And He cares about the smallest things. He cares about the big things. He cares about all things. And the good thing about our personal God is He is a sovereign God. I love this. And sovereign means supreme ruler. Or possessing unlimited, ultimate power. Reverend says in Laodicean Church, in the church age book, he says, He is a sovereign God. Pretty plain. He is a sovereign God. And by His own counsel, He purposed the plan of salvation of His own, elect, which He foreknew. The Son died upon the cross to establish the means of salvation, and the Holy Spirit, I love this, and the Holy Spirit carefully executes the will of the Father. The Holy Ghost carefully, not haphazardly, but carefully executes the will of the Father. So I might come to church tonight and need healing. Brother Donnie might come to church tonight and need encouragement. Brother West might need victory. So what does God do? Anoint one preacher for healing, one preacher for encouragement, one preacher for victory? The same preacher. Because there's a gift on the inside of that vessel. There is a gift on the inside of that vessel that surrenders to the will of the Father. Oh God. Don't you see why Brother Branham said every preacher has got to meet God on the backside of the desert and get an experience with the Holy Ghost? Because the Holy Ghost has got to indwell that surrendered vessel to carefully execute the will of the Father. To carefully bring you what you need and bring you what you need. It's the will of the Father that He bring these things to you. Surrendered. Surrender to what? God. I love that He carefully executes the will of the Father. He is working all things at this moment according to the purpose of His own will. He is right in the midst of it all. He is in the midst of His church. This great Creator, Savior God, is faithfully working amongst His own right now. As the great Shepherd of the sheep. I love this. His very existence is for His own. The very reason He exists, Brother Charlie, is for you and for me. Don't you let somebody convince you that the Holy Ghost is some third person of some Godhead Trinity. The Holy Ghost is the person indwelling our hearts, filling our souls, changing our life, healing our bodies, raising the dead, giving the Holy Ghost, casting out devils, bringing people to an experience. The Holy Ghost is here for the very existence of His own. The very reason He exists is for the bride.
Glory to God.
That's why they come to Brother Branham and said, "Brother Branham, why aren't you taking this message out in denominations?" He said, "It's not their food." He said, "It's not their food." He said, "This is bride food. It's too rich for them." Why would you go and sit and eat with people that hate you when you can go sit and eat with people that love you? Hello? Why would you go and sit with people that can't stand what you believe and try to feed on this message when you can come and sit with brothers and sisters of like precious faith that love it? You don't think, I think a prophet knew what he was talking about when he said Pentecost has died. She's dead, brother. She denominated and God passed her by. But when He passed her by, He brought the same fresh manna right on out of that denomination and He set us in heavenly places. He found representation here. He found representation there. He said, "There is myself. I will feed my bride. The very reason I will exist, Brother Ben, the very reason I will exist is be for them." Woo! He loves them and He cares for them and His eye is ever up on them. When the word says that your lives are hid with God in Christ, it means exactly what it says. Oh, I am so glad that my God abides faithful. He is true to Himself. He won't lie. He is true to the word. He will back it up. He is true to us. He will lose none of us, but raise us up. He will lose none of us, but raise us up in the last days. I am glad that I am resting in His faithfulness. I'm not resting in my own good works because I have none. I'm not resting in my own merits. I'm not resting in what I can bring to Jesus because all I can bring Him is nothing but filthy rags. But I am resting. I am resting in a seed of God that's got the power to bust forth revelation. It's got the power to change our bodies. I am resting. I am resting in Him. I am resting in God tonight. Brother Renman says, "All ages, Thou art God. Before there was light, You were God. Before there was a heaven, You were God. And when all life is finished and those stars are shining and the solar system is vanished, You'll still be God." He was God before the first star. He was God before the first sun. He was God before the first sickness. He was God before the first hospital room. He was God before the first funeral home. He was God before the first psychologist. Oh, I'm going to preach now. And He'll be God when there is no more cancer. He'll be God when there is no more high blood pressure. He'll be God when there is no more hospitals. He'll be God when there is no more sickness. He'll be God when there is no more depression. He'll be God when all else has failed. He'll still be God. When there is no more Obama, when there is no more politics, when there is no more ISIS, when there is no more terrorists, He'll still be God. He's God. And God don't ever change. And God don't lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, "How come then that we little insignificant man try to comprehend in our mind, or let Satan deceive us by trying to make us doubt what You said is truth? Surely You keep Your word. Thou doest look and seek out diligently. Glory to God. Throughout all the earth. To find someone. Why did Brother Bram say in the church age book that the message is not broadcast out because it's not for everybody? Come on, friends. It's for that elected. Go back and study the church age book. Brother Branham plainly lays it out. The purpose of the message was election. To come and get what belonged to God. Why are you sitting here tonight? Because you belong to God. Why are we rejoicing? Because we belong to God. You can show your glory through, for you're so anxious to let people see the great God who made the promise keep the promise. He's so anxious to find somebody that believes the promise, but also believes he's able to keep the promise. Is there anybody among us tonight that believes he is able to keep his promise? That's all he's looking for tonight. It's somebody that believes God is more powerful to fulfill. Why did Brother Branham say in the message, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness? Because God is looking for somebody. As he said, and God keeps his word, every scripture must be fulfilled. So God is looking for somebody that says God made the promise, but he's able to keep it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he wants somebody that he can manifest that promise through. You are sovereign, he says, even over unbelief, your grace overrides our unbelief. Glory to God. Your grace, Lord, overrides our unbelief. Your grace overrides it. Don't you see why a prophet could preach the message of grace? Because what overrode a prophet getting so depressed that he got down to actually take a gun and kill himself? Grace. Oh, how many times has God's grace overrode some of our decision? Well, I'm going to quit. I'm not going to go to church. How many times has God's grace overrode that and brought you to the house of God and sit you there and the Shekinah glory began to fall and the Holy Ghost began to speak into your life and begin to speak in your heart and you begin to wave your hand. You begin to clap your hands. You begin to worship God. What was it? It was God's amazing grace overriding our unbelief. Hallelujah to God. It was grace. It was grace that got us. It was grace that bought us. And it'll be grace that'll keep us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When God chose you, he didn't take counsel from no one concerning you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That ought to make Episcopalian shout and speak in tongues. Glory to God. God didn't take counsel, Brother Dan, concerning from anybody concerning you. When he chose you, he didn't call everybody out of your past and say, what do you think about Brother so-and-so? But God, before there was a star, before God, before there was anything, when it was God and God's thoughts alone, he placed a predestinated seed of life on the inside of your soul, and he invested everything he's got inside of a bunch of sinners that had been saved by God's amazing grace. Knowing. See, the new birth is not a question for a son of God, because he knows when he chose them, they would come to a new birth. He knew exactly where you would be. He knew exactly what you would do. And he knew that you would surrender to the word inside of you. So he called you knowing you would come home. knowing you would come back to the Word, knowing these things would happen. What a terrible shape we would be here tonight if we was riding on our natural birth. Oh, I'm about to shout right now. If we was riding on what our family used to be and on what our ancestors used to be. I thanks be to God that every son and daughter of God can come to the altar of the Lord Jesus Christ and find a real fresh experience. We're not riding on something dead. We're riding on life tonight. We are riding on a new birth. We are riding on an experience of the Word of God coming in our hearts. He chose you not based on what you were. Oh, I love this. But on the potential of what He placed inside of you. With that revelation, we can shake the kingdom of hell. Do you realize that? Not with your emotion, not with your feelings, not with sensation, but with that revelation that God chose you. Brother Branham said, you look at the woman at the well. He said, before she got in the predicament she was in, he said, she no doubt she was raised in a good home. She was raised in a faith-believing home. But he said, when she met a man by the name of Jesus, it changed her life. Oh, glory to God. He said, it changed her life. He said, what happened? He said, from that time, she could say, I was a prostitute, but now I am a blood-washed daughter of the living God. Oh, I don't know about you, but thanks be to God for the day He overshadowed my soul. Thanks be for God the day He sent the Holy Ghost looking for me. He sought you out. He sought me out. And now you can say, I used to be a drunk, but now I'm a Holy Ghost drunk. I used to be a liar, but now I tell the truth. Thanks be to God that from that time, we're not the same, Brother Tony. We're not the same. We are sons and daughters of God who have surrendered to Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. From that time, and from this time, I got to hurry because I'm running out of time. We see there is two wills. It's the will of man and the will of God. We see there is the perfect will. And we see there is the permissive will. Now let's just go ahead and face facts. Brother Random said your natural birth was brought here by the permissive will of God. Did he not say that? So what's it going to take to override that permissive will and engraft us and bring us back into? Y'all just sit there. I'm about to preach myself happy. Amen. What's it going to take to bring us out of that permissive will and bring us right back into the perfect will? It's going to take nothing less and nothing more than the overshadowing power, the same Holy Ghost that overshadowed the virgin womb Mary and impregnated her with the spoken word seed. It's going to take that same Holy Ghost to overshadow your soul and birth you out of your natural desires and birth you out of your natural habits and bring you back to the spiritual gene that He placed inside of you. The old man must die. The old man must die. And the new man must be resurrected. Hallelujah. Must be resurrected. It's just in your nature. It's a change of nature. It's just as easy for sons and daughters of God to sit on those pews and say amen to the message of the hour and say amen to what Brother Branham says as it is for a drunk tonight to get in his truck and turn on a country song. It's just that easy. We're not here fighting and pressing into something. It's birthing us. It's pushing us back to a fully surrendered vessel that God can come down and so possess that temple that you go to speak in the same word a prophet spoke and watch it happen. Amen. Let me say this tonight. The will of God is not just a wish and the will of God is not a desire.
The will of God will be manifested, and all hell can't stop it. Hell couldn't stop it back then. How do you think hell's going to stop it now? Hell couldn't stop that seed from coming forth and bruising the head of that serpent. How do you think it's going to stop it now? There is something pulsating. There is a life. Hallelujah. There is a life on the inside of every son and daughter of God. We're giving birth not to natural sons, not to natural daughters. There is a seed of God giving birth to a heavenly son and to a heavenly daughter. And this same Holy Ghost for the Donnie one day is going to birth us right back in to the same place we came from. How could Brother Branham say you came from God? And I just stepped out on faith. I just said, they come from God. How am I going to tell them they're going to get back there? Nonsense. Nonsense. A prophet come with a word of God to tell you come from God. But he didn't just tell you you come from God. He told you a way to get back to God. It's not by Dr. Dobson. It's not by Smiley Face in Texas. It's by the word of a vindicated prophet that had the pillar of fire accompanying his ministry. That's the only way. 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 You're going to step back into eternity. That's the only way. You're going to step out of time and step back into eternity. That's the only way it's going to happen is by the word of Malachi 4. No way else. That's the only way. It's pulling, it's drawing, it's pulling, it's drawing, it's pulling you back to the place you came from. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord, I will restore. I will pull you back, I will pull you back. I will not place you here without hope. I will place you there with faith. The same faith that Father Abraham had is the same faith I'm going to give you. And it's not you pushing, it's the word drawing. It's the word drawing. It's the word drawing. He said, I'm going to tell them they come from God, and then I'm going to preach a message to get them back to God. Oh God. Don't you see if something's ever birthed inside of you, there ain't enough devils in hell to talk you out of it. You know how I know what my last name is? I got it at birth. I come from my father. I come from my mother. I'm identified by that name they give me at birth. But Brother Branham preached in 1965, the invisible union of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that old man must die. Oh God. You used to answer to the name drunk. They'd say drunk, you'd say, here I come. They'd say liar, here you'd come alive. But now you don't answer those names anymore. You know why? Because it's not a merit of your own. It's not nothing we've done on our own. It's been the grace of a sovereign God with unlimited power, with omnipotence to speak into the hearts of people and say, you will fulfill every scripture that's wrote about you. It's just that simple. A few more minutes and I'll close. Reverend says this in choosing of a bride. The other is pregnated by the word of God and will bring forth a body, the finished body of Jesus Christ, which is the bride. Glory to God. The body of Christ isn't finished yet. So it's a work in progress. You build a house. You get down on the outside. You ain't got nothing on the inside. You move from the outside to the inside. You move from the outside to the inside, and people drive by that house and say, there ain't nothing going on there. What's happening? I mean, yeah, there's a truck there, but we don't see nobody working. But what's happening? The working's going on the inside.
Oh, don't you see why a prophet had to come and preach women out of high heels and out of bobtail shirts and out of earrings and everything else and preach men out of sissified shorts? Don't you see why a prophet had to do that? Because he had to get the outside right so the Holy Ghost on the inside could go to refinishing and go to finishing the inner man. Hallelujah to God. He had to finish the inside. The soul, the real you, it must be complete. Hallelujah. It must be complete. The inner man is renewed day by day by day. Glory to God. There was a man one time, God told me the paint story. He said, this man come in, he was a painter. He said, I was painting a house, it was worth over, I think it was like over $1 or $2 million. He said, I was in there painting inside, and somebody stopped one day, knocked on the door. I went to the door. I said, sir, what do you need? He said, I want to buy this house. He said, I don't own the house. He said, I'm just painting it. He said, well, who owns it? He said, I'll get you his number. He said, but sir, he just bought this house. He's not going to sell this house. That man looked at him and said, he'll sell it one way or the other. He got that guy's phone number. He called him. He said, how much you want for this house? He said, I ain't selling my house. I just bought it. He said, leave that painter alone. Let him get done in there. He come back 2 days later. He said, I want that house. And I'm willing to do what I got to do to get that house. He said, call the man that owns it. You're talking to the wrong guy. He looked at it. The paint was chipping on the front. It didn't have shutters. It was in terrible condition. But the owner knew the value. Oh, God. He said, I want the house. The guy called the owner. Said, sir, this is the last time I'm telling you. I want to buy this house. He said, how much do you want for it? He said, I want $2.5 million. He said, I'll have my wife write the check. He wanted the house. Nothing was going to stop him from getting that house because he wanted his family to move into that house and live inside that house. Don't you see why when the devil had you on the auction block of sin, he said, they're not for sale. I'm not giving them up. But Christ said, the only way I'm going to break this cycle is by going to a cross and dying, because I want that vessel. I want me and all of my family, all of my genes to move inside of there and display myself. I want that house. When I buy that house, it will be a fully surrendered house. Let me say this to you tonight in closing. In the garden, we find the Lord Jesus down and he's praying. He's praying. What is he praying? There was something inside of that cup that passed by him. Glory to God. To look inside that cup and say, I want to do it for them. But that flesh was still there. Don't you see why Abraham said, is the rise of the sun? He said he had to die a man. The spirit left him in the garden. What was the Lord? What was God trying to show you by birthing that Son of God dispensation, Jesus, on the earth? He was trying to prove that men can live and women can live full of the Holy Ghost and whip the devil every day of their life. By his example, son. So he goes to the garden and he kneels down in the garden. And as he kneels in the garden, he begins to pray. He sees something inside of this cup that causes him to say, Father, let this cup pass from me. But there was something. There had to be a means, glory to God. There had to be a means by which he could redeem his people. So he who suffered the contradiction of sinners, he kneels in the garden, he begins to pray. And he sees something in this cup that as he's praying, it causes him to say, Father, Father, let this cup pass from me. And he's praying so hard. It was not a little prayer. Well, let's get down and pray. God bless mama. God bless daddy. God bless you. It was not a prayer like that. He actually got down and began to pray till he began to sweat. And as he began to pray, the sweat began to drop from his brow. And the capillaries began to bust. And he began to pray till actually great drops of blood
begin to fall. The prophet of God said that all hell had lined up around him. It's the battle of the mind going back and forth. That's what we're in right now. The greatest battle ever fought is the battle of the mind. And here he is. The spirit left him in the garden, so he's praying. He's going to die as a man. And as he's praying, Brother Branham says, all past sins, all present sins, and all future sins rested upon this man's decision. And as he began to pray so earnestly, and all hell was standing there waiting to hear a few words that would change the destiny of souls forever. Amen. Glory! It would change the destiny of souls forever. And he began to pray. And as these words come across his mouth, I can imagine hell just fell apart. Amen. Why? He was a son, the example son. He was a surrendered vessel to what? The Word, the Father. He said, I can do nothing unless the Father showeth me first. Amen. And he surrenders by saying, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And Brother Branham says this. He says, and Jesus was here confronting. He said, now God did not spare his own son from this cruel testing, then he will not spare you or I from the cruel testing. And Jesus was here confronting the greatest test he ever had. Gethsemane lay just before him, where that once and final all-sufficient test must come, when the burdens of the entire world laid upon his blessed shoulders. There was no one in all heavens or earth could ever stood it but him. And to know that all the sins of past sins and present sins and future sins rested upon this decision. And listen to this. Not when he was walking on water. Not when he was turning bread. Or not when he was feeding 5,000 or turning water into wine. No, his greatest test, his greatest victory of his messiahship was what? Yielding to the Word. Yielding to that Word. Oh God, what's the greatest thing that's for us? It's to deny our flesh, deny ourselves, deny our desires, and say, God, I come to you and I surrender all that I am. I surrender all that I am to you. Glory to God. And it was one of the most greatest victories that Christ ever won or proved his great messiahship. That's when he said to God, not my will, but thy will be done. That was the greatest victory he ever won, is when he fully surrendered. In closing, I say this tonight. The Abraham says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. What does that word will mean? It means desire. It means pleasure. What one wishes or has determined shall be done. Used to the purpose of God to bless mankind through Christ, of what God wishes to be done by us. Commands, precepts, will, choice, inclination, desire. Don't you see why God placed that seed inside of you? Because he knew that that seed would break forth. And let me say this tonight. We will not go in a rapture and the seed of God be subject to our old sorry, stinking, rotten flesh. We will go in a rapture and our flesh will be subject to the Word that was placed inside of us before the foundation of the world. And the greatest victory you ever had, I'm sorry, it's not when you might have went and done something greater. Or the greatest victory you ever had is when you come and said, Lord, I surrender to the pull. I surrender to what's pulling me. How many people has God passed by their way and went to tugging and went to pulling, but because it was not easy, because it was not something simple, they pushed it away. But you sit here tonight, not by nothing we've done, but because the Word, seeing the Word, and the Word started drawing. As the musicians are coming tonight, the Word started drawing. The Ram told that story. He said, I was out there. He said, that little drop of water, it began to smile. It began to have a revival. He said, I ask, is it because I drink from you? Is it because I do this? He said, no, if it could only speak, it would say, because I'm going back to where I come from. Something was pulling him. It was not him pushing himself up. It was something pulling. Oh God, friends, do you not see tonight why it wasn't some music? It wasn't some gift or some talent that really got a hold of you. It was the Word connecting back to the Word and started pulling. Oh, I'm going to start there in the first church age. And he's pulled seed all the way through seven church ages until now he's got to this last church age. And you sitting on those pews tonight are the final voice to the final generation. You are the culmination of what seven church ages have been. It's bride time now. It's bride time now. It's time to go home. It's time to go home. The world is falling apart and it's time to go back
to where you come from.
You see, what it's time to do is for eagles to spread their wings. The Bible said that eagle can go a long time before he recognizes what he is. He says, when you surrender fully, he'll come in fully. But until you surrender fully, he can't come in fully. It's like the lady that had that dream that time. She died. And in her dream, she died and went to heaven. And she stood before the Lord and she said, Lord, why on earth? Why was the only thing that you used of me was my hands? Why? My hands to cook, my hands to help people. Why was that the only part you used of me? He said, because that was all you surrendered to me. And think about it tonight. God wants all of us. Our mind, our ears, our eyes, our lips, everything we are. He wants us all to surrender fully to His will. He said, surrender. Think of this. Surrender. Surrender your thoughts. Surrender your thinking. Why do people fight against this all the time? Why do they fight against new birth? Why do they fight against this? Because they refuse to surrender to what the Word said, what a prophet preached. But I'm asking you tonight in the name of the Lord, surrender. Surrender. I told somebody the other day, I said, I study a while and repent a whole lot. Well, I thought it was this way, but you hear a prophet of God say this and you say, Lord, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. It's that way. But the hardest thing for many people to say is, I was wrong and Brother Branham taught it right. I was wrong on my idea of the seventh seal. I was wrong on all these things. And because of that, people get complexes and they birth wars out of their life fighting against that because they refuse to surrender to what a prophet already said. But the only way we're going to get victory in this age is to surrender to what the Word said, to surrender to what Brother Branham said, because he could tell us the way back. Oh, hallelujah. He could tell us the way back. If I've never been to town, I'm not going to try to go on my own. I'm going to ask somebody that's been there. And God showed a prophet how we come and how we got back. And then he come and said, this is how you're going to get back. Surrender. Surrender your life. Surrender your all. Surrender. Listen to this. Surrender your prestige. Think of that. Surrender everything to Him now, and He'll come in and fill you with the Holy Ghost. That's what He's here to do. I love this. He's praying. He says, He's already struck two or three here in the building. There's more right there. He said, wanting the Holy Ghost, just keep believing. Glory to God, either right or wrong. He says, humble your own thinking. Humble your own thinking. Humble your own thinking. Why did God bypass scholars and bishops and reveal it to three wise men? Because they surrendered their thinking. Humble your own thinking. Humble your own ways. You see, God sends no one away empty except those who come full of themselves. God sends not a one of us away empty unless we come full of ourselves and not willing to say, get self out of the way. I don't care about my ideas. I don't care. Let me ask you this. People say, oh, I can't go back on something. I can't say I was wrong. A prophet of God said I was wrong. A prophet stood and cried, I was wrong. I almost made the greatest mistake of my ministry. I almost made the Antichrist Christ again. I was wrong. If a prophet can say that, I can scream the top of my voice, I'm wrong! I'm wrong! I want to be birthed into the heavenly kingdom. I don't care about my reputation. I don't care about some ministry. I don't care about who's the greatest among us. I care about a rapture. I care about getting out of here. I'm willing to come and say, I was wrong. God, forgive me. I surrender my all. I surrender my all. Let's stand our feet together. God, help me to surrender my thinking, my thoughts, my prestige, my agenda, all that I am. God, help me. God, help me to surrender. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so late in the hour, Lord. Father, I look out upon the congregation tonight, Lord, and I see many faces, Lord, of people that's fought this battle for years, Lord. Lord, I see my young brothers and my young sisters, Father, Lord, standing for this end time message, God. Lord, help us tonight to surrender, Lord. Lord, maybe there's something we thought we were right on, or we thought we taught this right, or we thought we done it the right way, but oh God, a prophet sent by God with the pillar of fire to show light into this dark age and reveal to us not only that we were wrong, but that He was wrong. And He went right back and said, I was wrong here, but the Holy Ghost dropped down into the room. Oh God, that's the only way we're going to change, Lord. It won't be by some man preaching it into us. It'll be by the Holy Ghost dropping down in the room and changing us, Lord. Lord, I pray for myself tonight, dear God. Lord, I don't want to just be right because, Lord, I'm a minister, because I study. But God, I want to be right because that's what Your Word requires of me, Lord. Lord, Your Word don't just require us to be well polished in the quotes and be able to say what the prophet said. But Lord, Your requirement is to be able to live what that prophet said. And God, the only way we're going to do that is to surrender to that Word on the inside of us, God. That Word that is pulling us, Lord. That Word that is drawing us, dear God. Oh God, I can feel the tug tonight, dear Lord. It's coming from another dimension, Lord. I can hear Him saying, press on, little bride. Press on, little bride. Surrender to the Word. Surrender to that Word. Stay with what that prophet taught. Don't say nothing else and it'll bring you home. Oh Lord Jesus, we need You tonight, dear God. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us tonight, God, to come to You, Lord, and say, Lord, I was wrong. I surrender. I had a wrong attitude. I had a wrong outlook. I had a wrong spirit, Lord. I was wrong, God. I want to be right. Oh, help us tonight, Lord, to be, as Your prophet taught us in spoken words, original seed, let Your example, son seed, manifested Your life. And we'll be this because son of God seed brings forth son of God seed. Oh, God, help us to live the kind of life that He lived, not a life of arguing and fussing and fighting. And well, I don't believe it. That, oh, God, no. Help us to live a life that He could go to that garden and get down on His hands and knees and go to crying out and praying, God. Oh, Father, let this cup pass from me. But, Lord, I'm not going to be selfish. Lord, not my will, but Thy will be done. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, friends, whatever it is right now, maybe the Lord is pulling at your heart to surrender tonight. What would it be? Would it be a pride spirit? Would it be prestige? Would it be, I don't need the Holy Ghost. I can make it on my own. I don't need a new birth. My parents are so-and-so. My daddy's so-and-so. That is a lie. You must be born again. Oh, what is it tonight? Surrender to Him. Surrender. He's passing through here. I believe He's here tonight. I believe He's walking up and down these aisles tonight. I believe He's wanting them sons and daughters to say, Lord, I don't surrender to the enemy. I refuse to surrender to Satan. But God, while You're pulling at my heart, I surrender all that I am to You. All that I am, Lord. All that I am, Lord. Oh, what would it be tonight, friends? Talk to Him tonight. Oh, let him. We're getting ready to end this year and go into a new year. We're fixing to people going to turn new pages on calendars and start new chapters and books. And oh, but let this be the night that you don't just turn the page, but you rip the book out and throw it away and let God begin to surrender through you. Not that you can walk out there and say, glory to God, I surrender to that. No, you can say, thanks be to God, He surrendered through me. Would it be that flesh that's always trying to fight us and trying to pull us in the wrong direction? Oh, I thank the Lord that He didn't send His example son down here, pull Him out of the flesh and let Him overcome. But He let Him overcome right through the flesh, proving to us that we can walk the same trail. We can walk that same trail and we can overcome the same way He did. Amen. By simply taking the devil right back to the Word and saying, Satan, it is written. Help us tonight, dear God. Help us tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, friends, just talk to Him for a few moments. Brother Harry, maybe sing something for us. Let's just worship Him for a minute. Let it be your prayer tonight. Lord, let this be your prayer tonight, friends. Lord, empty me of me, Lord, so I can be filled with You. Empty me of my desires and my pleasures and what I want and my wishes. And oh, God, empty it all out tonight. Empty us out of ourself, Lord, of what we think, of how we think it ought to be. Oh, well, this is the way I see it. This is the way I've always seen it. I'll never change. Oh, God, don't let the day ever be birthed in my life that would be said of me, Lord. Help me always to have that Holy Spirit inside of me, bringing my old stubborn, rotten flesh submissive to the Word to say, Lord, I will trust You. I will trust You, friends. God is calling to you tonight. He's calling out to you, and don't worry. You say, but then I'm afraid to trust the will of God. Listen to me tonight, friends. The will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot sustain you. He led 3 Hebrew children to the fiery furnace, but the grace of God sustained them. He led Daniel to a lion's den, but the grace of God sustained him. He led us to Laodicea, and the grace of God will sustain us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Sing something, Brother Harry. If you need prayer not come, we'll pray for you, friends. Let's just worship Him a minute, just before we turn the service back to Brother Donnie. Hallelujah.
I feel the...
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Do you feel that pull tonight? Hallelujah.
The call,
Lord Jesus,
and I know His Spirit's moving me to give my all. He speaks to me, and I
sing what a mighty God. What a mighty God Jesus is. Just pray for our brother. God bless you, friend.
What a mighty God Jesus is. Oh, what a mighty God Jesus is. Heaven and earth adore Him. His people
tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Andrew, for coming by and be with us. He's leaving tonight, driving to South Carolina, going to preach for Brother Belton in the morning, then going to preach tomorrow evening. Another service there, so certainly appreciate him coming by and being with us tonight. I'd like for him to take our greetings on down to the saints there, wouldn't we? Amen. So appreciate him. Tell he sat under a really good pastor, Brother Bill Yonce back here. Been his mentor and his strength. And amen. Brother Bill's been a great, great strength and a great help to Brother Andrew, and we certainly do appreciate him loaning him to us tonight. Brother Bill, to come around by and be with us. We certainly love him. Brother Bill, would you come and dismiss us in prayer? How many say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord? Oh, don't you want to surrender, friends? Just surrender more and more and more of what we are. Amen.
Well, I get to start out the new year with a testimony. All doctors have dismissed me. They've done every test from the top of my head to my toes, and the only thing they found in my body is they said one side of my throat is weak. And the devil knows I'm one of the voice of many waters still on the earth. And he tried to stop that, but I'm going to keep, like an old handicapped man, I'll keep screaming it out.
All right.
So let's thank God for all the things that we've heard tonight, what we are.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, You're the most powerful God that I've ever encountered in mankind. You've done so many mighty things for all of us. Everybody in this house, You've brought us out of the gutters of life and put us a throne. The prophet said the final place of the throne of God is in the heart of man. And we're so glad we know and understand that. And we appreciate His grace. Just continue on, God, leading us till we get to the home shore. Without Your leadership, God, we're helpless human beings. But because of Your power of the spoken word of God, I appreciate You for it. God, it's made a difference in my life. It's made a difference in every life in this house. As this word speaks, we become what it speaks. We praise you for your grace to us, and we honor you for your love. Bless the people now, God, as they travel over the dangerous highways. May the angels of the Lord minister unto them. And we just appreciate your kindness to us. In Jesus' name we love you. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Many of you may be aware that Sister Teresa White has been to the doctor and they found something in her body, and she's going Tuesday for some further tests. But she just believes in the Lord that God will move for her. I asked Brother Andrew if he'd wear this handkerchief tonight as he was anointed to preach. I just couldn't keep from thinking about so many different things that was said. So I want you to join with me right now. We're going to pray that God will just move for our sister. Heavenly Father, you see this growth, whatever it is, in Sister Teresa White's body. Father, we're looking not to just doctor's reports, but we're looking to your report tonight in your word. Lord, as your word has gone forth, Heavenly Father, another Son of God stood here anointed by the Holy Ghost to bring the word of deliverance. I pray, Lord, that you would just so anoint our sister's faith. May there be no evil outcome of this, Lord, but may it be another opportunity by which the Spirit of God can be able to bring deliverance one more time in the lives of your children. Lord, we don't pray repetitively over these things and ask over and over again because you didn't hear us the first time. But we believe the words of God come through our lips. So we're taking that sword and just keep hammering at the devil with it, Lord. Not because if we pray 500 times you'll hear us, but we believe if we pray in faith you'll hear us the first time. But we just keep asking and believing and thanking you for it, knowing that you're mindful. Lord God, we believe you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, saints. We'll be having service again in the morning. My goodness, y'all got to hear me in the morning after hearing that tonight. Pull things. Bless your little old hearts. Amen. Well, let's just come back expecting the Lord to speak to us again by His Word. He's so mindful of us, isn't He? Amen. You love Him with all your heart. You've been ministered to tonight by the hand of God, the grace of the Lord. You believe the mouth of the Lord has actually spoken to us tonight? What a privilege to sit under the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know there are a lot of folks sick, a lot of different things that are going on. And Sister Betty Walter, I guess her situation is probably about the same, maybe getting a little bit lower each hour, blood pressure, heart rate, this, that, and the other. But, you know, if God's not done with her life, she could be laying there and absolutely no life at all in her body. But if God's not done, the devil ain't going to take her. But if the Lord's finished with her, then certainly we'd want to keep her here and certainly in the condition that she's in. But let's just pray for her and pray for the family that God will be with them and strengthen them as well. It's going to face each one of us. We're going to go by that open door of death, or we're going to meet it in the rapture. Whichever it is, for the will of God for our lives is exactly what He wants. You hear Brother Bam say it, and I heard it years and years ago the first time, and it just really amazed me. He said, whenever God is finished with me in life, I'm finished with life. So I thought, well, I guess that's the way it is. Our purpose is done. We've completed it. We've fulfilled it. And then we go on to that place that's waiting for us. So let's just pray for the family that God will be with them and strengthen them. God bless you, saints. Hurry and shake hands with somebody and tell them it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Some jubilee. Praise the Lord.
I feel like traveling home.
Amen.
Yes. I feel like traveling.